This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Therefore, or since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. I just want to focus in on verse 1. It's the only verse we're going to talk about today, but it is going to have something that is going to change a man's life today. I really believe that. There's something in this verse that's going to speak to a woman in such a profound way in your spirit that you're going to say, that really makes a difference in what choices I make this week. Since we have these promises, dear friends, he addresses them as dear friends. You know what the word is in the King James is the word beloved. We don't use that. Have you ever written an email and said, dearly beloved? No. We don't use that term. Have you called your wife beloved or your husband? The odds are, I think I'm safe in saying you haven't. But what he's talking about is a special relationship that Paul felt with the people at Corinth because of Christ. You do understand, don't you, that you have a bond with other Christian people that transcends political views, it transcends where you came from, it transcends what high school you went to, it transcends what part of the country you come from, whatever regional differences there are. We have a bond in Christ that transcends all of that. That's why Paul would say in another passage, there's no such thing as male or female, slave, Jew, Greek, whatever. We're all one in Christ Jesus. We're all the same, and there's a bond that transcends over everything. That's why you should have a bond with people that are Christians that you don't have with other people. Does that mean you're best friends? No. Mean you're on Facebook with every Christian you've ever met? No, it doesn't mean that. It means, though, that you have a kinship with another believer because of Jesus. He's the Lord of both of your lives. And then he says, let us purify or cleanse ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit. I want to talk about four things. These aren't the only things, but, you know, most people say, well, he's going to talk about sex today or something like that. No, I'm not. The first one I'm going to talk to you about that can contaminate your spirit is anger. More men have contaminated their spirits in this room with anger than are willing to admit. And more women in this room have contaminated their spirits with anger, and they're not willing to admit it. And yet the book of James says that man's anger does not produce the righteous life that God desires. Isn't that interesting? I'm one that is good with taking something and say, well, if the positive is true, then the reverse is also true. So let's use that illustration. If man's anger, my anger, doesn't produce the righteous life that God desires, then by default, anger produces the unrighteous life that Satan desires. That's heavy duty, isn't it? But it's true. Why is it that over 30 years of having messages on the radio, that the number one sermon that I've had requested over and over is a sermon on anger from the book of James, the first chapter? And I was so intrigued by that so many people have asked for a copy of a message on anger that I even asked a Christian psychologist in Atlanta by the name of Tim. I said, Tim, why do so many people want a sermon about anger? And I thought he would say, I'll get back to you. Let me give that some thought. You know what he said? Without missing a beat, without stopping, he said, the reason for it is this, Randy. Everybody's a victim of somebody else's anger. But we're also victim makers or victimizers. I thought, wow, what an insight.
Well, that may resonate with you. My guess is it does. It resonates with everybody. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message again or any other message you may have missed on CrossHope. God bless you.
You've been listening to CrossHope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.